Hello, today is Tuesday, I believe. Making pretty good progress. I think we did maybe 14 miles today. I don't know how many miles exactly, but we camped here near a water source, which is pretty nice. There's a whole bunch of people that decided to camp in this area. We got up this morning, camped like up on a ridge. We got up this morning in the clouds again. It wasn't windy like it was last time we got up. And note about those winds from the other day, that was incredibly windy and the clouds were just rolling in. Somebody told us that the winds were 75 miles per hour, which is insane. And that is really windy. So, no wonder they were blowing me over. But, yeah, this morning it wasn't windy, but the clouds were there, and it was really damp. The air was just damp. There was so much moisture in the air. Everything kind of felt like I put on my pants that I wear walking, because I wear different pants for bed, and they just felt wet, and just everything just felt wet, because it was, I don't know, it rained a little bit overnight, not a lot. We woke up, there were some drops on the tent, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard some drops hitting the tent. But it was just, it was crazy because we're in the desert and it's supposed to be so dry, but it was just so, like, damp. I just can't, it was crazy, I couldn't get over it. But we started walking and we turned this one corner where we originally were trying to get to camp. And it's a good thing we camped where we did, because there's nowhere to camp where we wanted to go. On the map, it looks like a very flat area, and so we thought it would be good, but it's really this huge boulder field, which looked awesome this morning, because there was still a lot of clouds, and it was kind of clear, but the clouds were rolling in along the mountains on the other side, and they would kind of come into the valley where the boulders were and stuff, and then they would dissipate with the sun, and they would go off, and then they would come back, and we sat there, and we had breakfast while we were sitting there, and it was so amazing watching it. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it a lot. I'm kind of glad we camped where we did so that we could see that this morning. I'm sure it would have been cool if we would have just walked by and saw the boulder field, but with the clouds this morning, it just made it amazing, and yeah, it was a pretty good day. We, after that, there was this 18 miles from Warner Springs, there's this guy, and you can go get water at his house, like, he has a hose outside, and he has a water tank. If the water tank's empty, you can get it from the hose of the house, and you just filter it, and it's fine. And, there had been Cinco de Mayo parties Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. We didn't make it 18 miles yesterday, so we didn't get to the party, but there's some people that did, and they said it was pretty creepy. They stayed in the shack that he has that he can sleep in, and they said it was really creepy, which I could totally see, because it was kind of creepy just for the 2 seconds that we were there. I don't know. I don't really know why it was so creepy. I was kind of just like, let's get our water and get out of here. Because it was, there was another water source for a while, so it's not like we should just skip it. But the water tank wasn't working, so we had to go down the house. And we walk up to this place, and they are blaring, like, really loud, the soundtrack to The Wizard of Oz. So what's playing? It was just, from that moment, it was really, like, surreal. It was kind of weird. It was just like, what's going on? Like, who blares The Wizard of Oz at 9 o'clock in the morning? I don't know. It was really strange. And we went down, we got water, and it was just, I don't know. I'm kind of glad we went, but it was just weird. I can't explain why. It was just, I was glad to be getting out of there, though, what we did. But there was a bunch of other hikers there and stuff, too, so they had been there from the night before. Everybody said it was just kind of an odd place. It was really creepy. Creepy is the word everybody uses, and I concur, it was kind of creepy. And, yeah, it's just this house in the middle of nowhere. But we continued on, met some new people, which is kind of nice. It's kind of the slower people, I think, hopefully, just because we're kind of slow, and so it would be nice to have some nice people that were kind of slower also. There's 2 people that now got added to 3 that we've been, every day we go, we pass them, and then they pass us, and then we pass them, and then they pass us, and then we kind of camp in the same area. And I thought yesterday they were trucking, they were just jetting down the trail, and I totally thought that we would lose them, because they were going so fast, but turns out they were just going to the party, and we're actually camped at the same place again today, so it looks like we're still with them. I don't know, it's been pretty good day. Oh, the one guy told a great joke. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella? For drizzle. You can tell I enjoyed that one. But, see, anything else exciting happen? No snakes or anything like that. I don't think we saw any weird wildlife today. Lots of lizards, but we see lizards all the time. Last night, our tent is blue. It's a tarp tent. It's just light blue. And, last night, as we were sitting in the tent, the sun didn't go down yet. This hummingbird, I don't know what he thought our tent was, but all of a sudden slams into the side of our tent. It was pretty funny. I don't know what he was thinking, but obviously he thought it was something good. There's a lot more flowers, a lot of different flowers we saw today. let's see, we just climbed up and down. It was a lot of descending today, which is kind of nice. But tomorrow's going to be a lot of uphill, and we're trying to get to this restaurant that everybody says about their burgers are the best, but of course we're not going to be eating those, but we could always get, hopefully, something else like french fries or something. There was this place, we rounded this corner, we kind of went up a little bit, we rounded this corner, and you could see some houses, which I think is on the Riverside County line on the other side, so they're in Riverside County, which we're in Riverside County now, Mom, but we're in the desert outside of Riverside. Anyways, there's some houses, and you see them, they're pretty far away, and there's this one that was, like, light blue, and it totally looked like it should be a taco stand, and I stopped, and I turned around, and I told her, and I said, Raven, over there, that looks like it should be a taco stand, or an ice cream place, like soft ice cream, even though there's nothing else around it, so obviously it's not, and Raven's like, oh, why is it the always out here, and I was like, silly, it's not actually, it's probably just a house, but it totally looks for that distance like it should have been a taco stand. It was, like, the right colors, or an ice cream place. I was settled for that. And then I was thinking, as we got closer, how amazing, like, a mixed ice cream cone with sprinkles would be. It would just be amazing. Although it wasn't too hot today, it was kind of chilly. I had my coat out a lot, especially in the wind. The wind is cold, so I kind of hope this wind stays with us for a while, just because it makes it really nice to walk through this desert part. It's supposed to be, you know, unbelievably hot while we're walking here, and you're supposed to have to carry a billion liters of water and stuff, but we really haven't had to do that just because it hasn't been very hot. It's been very cool, which is nice. So I don't think anything else exciting happened today. We came up, we found a camp space. There's a whole bunch of people camped here. We're kind of up on a ridge, which I think is a little windier, maybe not, than down below where a lot of other people are camped. But there was an actual campsite down by the water source, which is kind of odd because it's kind of like in the middle of nowhere. But maybe there's something close by and I just don't know it. Yeah, but they have a fire ring and stuff, and so they made a fire. So we went down there and we were hanging out for a bit. It was pretty fun. The people down there are pretty nice. So, I don't know, this is the latest it's like 8:30, and this is like the latest we've gone to bed yet on this trip while camping. So, we'll see how tomorrow goes. I wanted to get up early to try and get to the restaurant at a decent hour, because it's like 15 miles away. Because we might, if the fire area is still closed, we're going to have to hitch into Julian. And I just want to make sure we give ourselves enough time to do that. But, yeah, we'll get there when we get there. So, hey, I think that's all. So, talk to you tomorrow.